Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week.
It is time for the option. We are here. It is week 9. Week 9. And if you want to play along with us on our pick'em, go to our Instagram account at Fade Route Podcast. Click on our link in bio. Go to our CBS Pick'em League, also entitled The Option, and you can play along with us. It's a two-horse race this year. I am fading off into the sunset after a shitty, shitty week. It is you and the lovely Rita Sanchez. The lovely Rita Sanchez is in first place, and you are behind by 3 points. So, you had a really good week, so did she, and you guys are pulling away from the pack. Easily pulling away from the pack. You guys both had the Steelers beating the Titans, and you know, Will Levis showed that he's got some skill.
Oh, for sure. He belongs.
The Titans aren't that far off.
No.
They're not there.
They're okay.
Yeah. They're okay. It was a game of two okay teams.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The Steelers narrowly pulled
the Steelers
it out.
The Steelers are winning with smoke and mirrors. I mean, they've been outgained by over 700 yards, I believe.
Oof.
And they're 5-3. Yeah. They're winning games, though.
Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, wake up. Kenny Pickett, wake up. But that's Thursday. You guys already are one up on me. But here we go. Sunday. From Frankfurt, Germany, the 6-2 Miami Dolphins at road game. It's a road game for everybody. At the 6-2 Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Chiefs just because the Dolphins haven't beaten anybody of consequence. So until they go out there and beat somebody, I'm going to keep taking, you know, teams that I think are better than them.
I got to go with the Chiefs as well. I don't know what this is going to be, and I just think the Chiefs are better prepared, and they're not going to lay a defensive stinker like they did last time. We're into the 1 o'clock hour. The 4-4 Vikings at the 4-4 Atlanta Falcons, another team that's in it.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons just based off of the Vikings are starting a new quarterback. It's going to be a shit show.
There's a big difference, right? Jaren Hall versus Taylor Heineke.
Oh my God.
Advantage Heineke. Heineke's got some pelt on the wall.
For sure.
So, and if they ever remember to hand the ball to Bijan Robinson. Hand the ball to Bijan and ride that wave to victory. Falcon. The 5-2 Seattle Seahawks going to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens at 6-2. Game of week material.
Yeah, Ravens. The Seahawks are pretenders.
I'm going to go with the Hawks. Okay. I think that they're going to do just enough.
Game's in Maryland, right?
The game is in Baltimore, yeah. So I think Walker's going to have a decent day. I think Geno is going to do enough. And
Ravens, number one defense.
Yeah, well, Seattle's not bad either.
Mm.
And they just got Big Cat. So they can probably stuff that run a little bit and keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket. Now, can they neutralize Mark Andrews? Because, once again, the Ravens have no receivers. Huh. Funny how that works. The 1-7 Cardinals going to Cleveland to take on the 4-3 Cleveland Browns.
There's a Watson sighting. He's going to play this weekend. Browns.
Yeah, Cardinals aren't going anywhere. Like, it's either Kyler Murray or... Yeah. It's just... Yeah. No. I don't know what the hell they're doing in Arizona. They're tanking for Caleb Williams. But Caleb Williams isn't that good. So maybe they want some Michael Penix Jr. or Drake May. Who knows? I'm going with the Browns. The Browns are better. The Browns will win. interesting matchup. Here, the 3-5 Los Angeles Rams go into Lambeau to take on the 2-5 Green Bay Packers.
Rams. Regardless Rams of who big. Starts at quarterback.
Rams big.
Matt LaFleur gets fired.
Ooh, okay. A little prognostication there. I think Jordan Love has a bounce back, but it's not good enough. I think the Rams are just better than the Packers. The 3-4 Bucks go into Houston to take on the 3-4 Houston Texans.
I'm going
to
take the Bucks. I don't like the way Houston played their last game. And Baker's flinging around the yard a little bit. They got a lot of weapons there.
Both of these teams have promise. They both have promise. I'm going to go with the Texans not because of C.J. Stroud, but because of Damian Pierce. The Bucks, they rely a little.
Well, I think Damian Pierce is out, dude.
Oh, no.
He's out. Yeah, Damian Pierce is out.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know what? They still have enough on defense. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to stick with it. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to stick with the Houston Texans. The 3-5 Commanders go into Foxborough to take on the 2-6 Patriots.
Pats.
This is tough.
Yeah, it's brutal.
This is tough. They're both really bad.
Awful.
They're both really bad, and now they traded Sweat and Chase Young, so they're really not going to get after the quarterback. Ew. I'm going to have to go Pats, too. Like, they're just, this is going to, it's hot garbage. This game is hot garbage.
And Bill Belichick is getting,
and Sam Howell is going to look like Sam Darnold. He'll be seeing ghosts. The 2-6 Bears with chicken and bread under center go into the Big Easy to take on the 4-4 Saints.
NOLA.
Yeah, this is a get-right game for the Saints. The Bears are not ready for prime time, and Eberflus is on the slow walk to the unemployment line.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 3-5 Colts at the 1-6 Panthers. The Frank Reich Bowl.
Colts.
Yeah. Colts pretty easily. They got, congratulations to the Panthers. You got your win. You got your win. That's it. You got your allotted one win. The Colts are just better. Big day from Jonathan Taylor this week. The 2-6 Giants go into Vegas to take on the 3-5 Raiders under new head coach Antonio Pierce.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm actually going to pick the Giants here. It might be a big mistake, but I'm going to say that you got some moxie and you went on the road here.
You have to.
You have
they just
to.
Fired, you just fired your coach. You benched the starting quarterback. You're starting a rookie. You have to win. You have to. Brian Daboll will not survive this if they lose.
No, he will. You know, he ain't going nowhere.
That's ridiculous. You cannot lose to this team. You cannot lose to this team. I'm sorry. The Raiders are in full freefall. The Giants cannot lose to this team. You're getting your starting quarterback back, whatever that's worth. Like, not much. They played better under Taylor.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's going to be a struggle, but I think the Giants win. Narrowly, and Devontae Adams is going to be screaming on the sideline for anybody who was the 5-2 Cowboys at the 7-1 Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles, even though I think the Cowboys have won the last three meetings. I'm taking the Eagles.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Okay.
I think that this is a trip up game. You know, it's going to be a punch counter punch scenario, and I think that Micah Parsons is going to show up for this one. Now the question is Dak going to show up? Just enough. He'll show up. He'll be there just enough. Your Sunday night special and what we thought could have been an AFC title game preview. Not so much anymore. The 5-3 Bills go into Cincinnati to take on the 4-3 Bengals.
Good game. Good game. I'm taking the Bengals.
Good game. Good game. Game of the week material. Game of the week material. I'm taking the Bengals. Two ships passing in the night. The Bengals seem to be getting healthy. The Bills seem to be banged up. Josh Allen not playing as well. Joe Burrow seems to be A-okay. And your Monday night delight. The 3-4 Chargers go into MetLife Stadium to take on the 4-3 Jets. Jets.
Basura. I'm taking the Chargers. They better win.
Jets have a better defense. If this game is won,
do
by
they
the Jets,
though?
The
do they? Do they really? I mean, come on. Look at Chargers players they have on defense. They should be able to beat Zach Wilson and the Jets, man.
Look at the Jets defense. They should be able to beat down Justin Herbert. But this is going to be
Dallas had a tough time. Dallas had a tough time stopping them. You know, when they weren't able to get to they weren't able to get to Herbert until the fourth quarter. So
I think that the Jets will be just fine. I think that they'll be able to they're going to move the ball. Not Zach Wilson. Not expect a big game. They call him the Breeze. Expect a game from Breeze Hall. And they're going to get after Justin Herbert. And it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. They're coming east. It's not a home game. They are coming east. So that's something else that needs to be kind of taken into account. And there's always the Brandon Staley factor. What's he going to do? Fuck this. That train is never late. Teams on a bye. The Broncos, Lions, Jaguars, and 49ers. So adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word. Spread it wide.